Ladies and gentlemen, and Filippo, imagine you have no legal identity documents, no legal residence. Your children could not be registered at birth, so they can't go to school or have health care. You can't work legally, and you are afraid at every moment to be arrested because you are unable to prove your identity. This scenario is hard to imagine for those of us for whom belonging to a nation is self-evident and necessary in order to participate in society. For millions of stateless persons in the world, this is no mental game. It is their daily reality. They are alive, yet they don't belong anywhere. On the 10th of December, 1948, the General Assembly of the United Nations adopted, after the horrors of World War II, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Article number one, all human beings are born equal and free in dignity and in rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should behave toward one another in a spirit of sister and brotherhood. And then Article 14, everyone has the right to seek and to enjoy in other countries asylum from persecution. The 1951 Refugee Convention built on these fundamental rights and established the United Nations High Commission for Refugees as its guardian. The refugee agent was mandated to lead and coordinate international action to protect and safeguard the rights and well-being of those forced to flee persecution and conflicts, those uprooted and stateless. When the UN adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights 76 years ago, I was just 20 days old. My parents never heard about this declaration, but they knew all too well the Jim Crow laws of apartheid that segregated the races in America's South. I was, for all intents and purposes, born stateless in my own country. I could not benefit from the same protection under the law, nor exercise the same rights afforded to every white girl born on that day in Stevens, Arkansas, where I was born. When the Civil Rights Voting Act was signed in July 1964, after 300 years of slavery and 100 years of apartheid, I became a full citizen as described in the U.S. Constitution. Belonging to a nation means having all the rights of a citizen, and more importantly, the duties and responsibilities of citizenship that are the very actions that shore up our democracy and ensures freedom for all. At age 15, I officially belonged. When the UNHCR invited me to become one of its first goodwill ambassadors in 1986, I saw it as an opportunity to put into action on a wider scale my sincere belief that my inner peace and peace in the world must be founded on the principles of human rights. During these nearly 40 years, I have drawn much inspiration from my dedicated UNHCR colleagues in the field who devote their lives every day. Some have even lost their lives, doing invaluable work for the refugee cause. I have been humbled and have drawn encouragement from so many refugees and stateless persons that I have met, especially the women. When I am feeling my most discouraged, I need only to think of them. They face with incredible dignity and courage the nearly insurmountable difficulties and dangers of refugee life for women and girls. In 2014, when the then High Commissioner Antonio Guterres launched the 10-year campaign to end statelessness in the world, I asked immediately to work on the campaign. But only then did I become aware of the scope of statelessness, the millions who do not belong, who live as invisible non-citizens. During these past 10 years, many mothers of stateless children have spoken to me passionately of their hopes and dreams for the future. I met Elise in the Côte d'Ivoire, who could not contain her joy after the ceremony where her two children finally received their birth certificates. Her dreams are no different from the dreams that we all have for our families, for our children to grow up and prosper, for our families to be able to live in peace and to be able to contribute in a positive way to a community that recognizes us as fellow human beings. Elise's family is among the many who have benefited from the numerous achievement of the I Belong campaign. Entire population groups have been granted nationality, and important legislation has been adopted to prevent statelessness. There is still much more to do for those who are still waiting, feeling forgotten and fearful, suffering silently in the shadows and or voiceless. Often during my concerts, there comes a moment during which I have the impression that the audience and I are experiencing the music as one, vibrating as one string. I believe that the place within us where this vibration takes place is the same place from which the Universal Declaration of Human Rights has sprung. In a brief instant, we are reminded of the truth of who we are, that we are all connected and are all members of the family of humanity. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights shows us that each one of us is a valued member of the family of humanity. The Refugee Conventions encourages us to care for one another. The I Belong campaign has been an inspiring prelude to the global alliance to end statelessness in our lifetime. And I will continue to raise my voice until we reach that goal. Sometimes I feel like a mother's child. Sometimes I feel like a mother's child. Sometimes I feel like a mother's child. Always from home, always from home. True believer, always from home, always. But it's always from home.